How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma City Thunder, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello there, everyone. We're locked in for episode 231 of Locked On Thunder, presented by the Norman Transcript. I'm your host, Fred Katz. Locked On Thunder is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Head on to iTunes, search Locked On Thunder, subscribe to the podcast there. You can leave a review once you're on that page and find us on audioboom.com as well. And the reviews really help. I've said this at the top of the last few shows. The reviews really help. So if you're feeling nice, if you enjoy the show, they really help with the iTunes rating. So if you want to leave a review, you want to leave 5 stars, that's always awesome. You can log on to normantranscript.com to check out my blog, Thunder Road. That's normantranscript.com/sports/Thunder Road. I'm on vacation right now from work, so I'm just still recording these podcasts twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I'm not going to have anything up on the blog, no writing for the next couple of weeks. So I'm going to be back on like the 13th or 14th or something like that. Once I'm back, I'll be back to writing. But until then, I'm just kind of recording these podcasts and keep you guys updated on Thunder stuff. Not that much to talk about today. You know, we've got some LeBron-related stuff, maybe some Paul George stuff, but there's not really that much Thunder-related stuff in the news now. It's officially like off-season of the off-season. Like we are in slow mode of the NBA season, finally. It took a really long time. We're finally there. I do have Andrew Schleck from Down to Dunk, regular guests. Those who listen to the podcast often or even sometimes have probably heard me podcast with Andrew before, I'm sure. Before we get to Andrew, quickly, I just want to talk to you guys about SeatGeek. Buying tickets to sports and concerts can be complicated, but there's a better and simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just 2 taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician in person, and SeatGeek is going to get you closer to the action for a great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats. I actually just used SeatGeek the other day to buy tickets to see Lawrence the Band at Jones Assembly on August 18th. SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to get you the most bang for your buck, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket, from sports and concerts to comedy and theater. Best of all, my listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LONBA. That's L-O like locked on. That's promo code LONBA for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Quick break, and then let's get to that conversation with Andrew.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, so I'm here with Andrew Schlecht of Down to Dunk fame. Andrew, this is your, double-digit appearance on the show. How many times do you think you've been on?
I don't know that I've hit double digits. Maybe 8 times?
Oh, I feel like you've totally hit double digits.
I don't know, man. I feel like I've only locked on maybe 8 times.
Only 8 times? I don't buy that. I think it's more. Okay. I think Ham's definitely been on the most. Ham is definitely my most frequent guest. Because Ham is just, that guy's got no standards. He will jump into bed with whatever Thunder podcast, approaches him.
I think he's been on all the Thunder pods. Like, seriously, I think he's been on all of them.
It's not even that he's been on all of them. It's that he's, like, a regular on all of them.
That's truth. You cannot escape John Hamm in the podcast world. You cannot do it.
Right. Like, if you ask Hamm, like, have you been on all of the Thunder Pods? His response is, today? Maybe. Kind of. Let me think about it. Yeah, I guess so. Like, well, that's it.
I just talked to him 6 hours ago, so.
There you go. I'm probably on your pod.
Yes, on my pod, yeah.
There you go. Hamm is just... Hamm's everywhere. How's it? Now we're really in the slow part. Like, the last, like, 3 weeks I've been complaining about how... Well, not complaining is the wrong word. I haven't been complaining because it's great how the NBA just kind of has no offseason anymore. But I've been discussing just how, like, it's amazing. There's still so much news. There shouldn't be so much news the last week of July. Like, we shouldn't have 50 minutes of content to talk about. We should be making stuff up to try to figure stuff out. But guess what? We're recording this on Wednesday, August 2nd, and you know what we're about to do, Andrew? We're about to start.
We're about to talk about LeBron James.
We're going to make stuff up because we are officially at the point. Nothing happened since the last time I podcasted. Just nothing.
No.
Lee Jenkins
said a thing. LeBron James is coming to OKC. You didn't hear?
It's a done deal.
It's pretty much done. This is like Paul George to the Lakers. I mean, I think that Lee Jenkins, clearly, since he did the coming home article, he speaks for LeBron.
Obviously. He spoke for LeBron, and thus he speaks for LeBron.
That's right.
That's the way ghostwriting works. It's like the guy who ghostwrote The Art of the Deal. If you've seen, you know, if you've seen him on Twitter, you've seen him on all the talk shows. Well, not anymore, but leading up to the election, he couldn't agree with Trump more. That's my political joke about, I can't remember his name, Tony something. Now I can't remember his last name because he kind of went away after the election. See, this is making stuff up. We're not talking about The Art of the Deal.
Just great botting. Okay, so I think the LeBron to OKC thing is...
Wait, we should explain the situation.
Absolutely
first.
Absurd.
Let's explain the situation.
Explain it.
Why don't you explain it? This is my podcast. I'm the one who makes demands here, all right?
Lee Jenkins is on the jump. And in passing, he references LeBron and how he doesn't think that LA is necessarily like a done deal for LeBron, that he wants to win. And so since he wants to win, he might look at places like San Antonio and Oklahoma City, in which that is not like a sentence that is said, because not even when Kevin Durant was here was Oklahoma City considered a destination for anybody. Pau Gasol didn't even want to come. So now LeBron James wants to come to Oklahoma City? I don't think that that's what Lee Jenkins was saying. I think he was saying that right now Oklahoma City looks like a good situation LeBron might look at. But to me, I just think there. I just don't see it. I just don't see any way that that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's no – I have heard no chatter about that. That being said, Lee Jenkins is like – so you know how some athletes – they grow up and maybe they make it to the NBA or they make it to MLB or whatever it is. And they end up going against, like, you know, they're in like their 20s and they're just coming up and they end up going up against, you know, maybe someone was a big Derek Jeter fan and they go up against, you know, Derek Jeter in his final season. And it's like, holy crap, look at this. This guy whose poster was on my wall growing up. Now I'm going up against him. You know, that's a thing. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm, that's how I feel when I talk to Lee Jenkins. Like I collected.
So good.
I collected Sports Illustrateds when I was growing up. No joke. I have at my mom's place. I have just like bins of these old Sports Illustrateds, which when I was like 10, I insisted. I was like, these are going to be worth something one day, Mom. They're only worth like whatever they cost on the store now. But one day, some of these, not all of them, not the random ones, but some of them, like the big additions, they're going to be worth something. 10-year-old me was not correct in that, but I still have the SIs. That being said, I was like obsessed with it. Still am. I mean, I still love Sports Illustrated. What's not to love about Sports Illustrated? And Lee Jenkins, in my opinion, is the greatest in the business, like the greatest feature writer in the business, one of the greatest reporters out there. Mm-hmm. He's just, I mean, he's absolutely amazing. So he probably knows things. I mean, he definitely knows things that I don't know. That being said,
yeah.
I think Lee was just kind of, it sounded like Lee was just spitballing. Like, it sounded like he was talking about, like, you're a great org. He said, LeBron, one of his priorities is a stable organization, because what he doesn't have here in Cleveland right now is a stable organization. One of his priorities is a stable organization. And here are some stable organizations. And the Thunder are a stable organization. And San Antonio is a stable organization. Yeah. And so on and so forth. And I think that's all that was coming across. Thunder Twitter kind of blew up, which I get. It is August. We are talking about it on a podcast. You talked about it on your podcast. It's a thing. I intentionally didn't tweet about it because I want as few things about this in my mentions as humanly possible. But it's fine.
Yeah, I think Oklahoma City fans should know that the LeBron thing isn't going to happen. But to just even be mentioned, we're a little giddy just to be mentioned, you know? Like, it's not even that LeBron James is thinking about it. We know he's not thinking about it. Like, if you think that he's thinking about it, I don't know where your head's at. But he's not thinking about coming to Oklahoma City. But for someone just to mention Oklahoma City as, like, a positive place that LeBron James might think about, that's pretty cool.
The LeBron James welcome party at Jones Assembly would be out of control.
It would be. They'd have to rent out Bricktown for LeBron James to come to OKC.
All of Bricktown.
All of it. LeBron would come.
LeBron might just buy Bricktown. If he...
Yeah, he might.
I feel like LeBron could probably afford Bricktown.
He could afford Bricktown, man. He definitely could afford Bricktown. And, I mean, I just think, like I said on my show, that it's... I don't see Carmelo Anthony waving his no trade clause to come to OKC. Why in the world would LeBron James come to OKC? It's just not, I'm sorry. I wish that I had a higher opinion of Oklahoma City, but like the standards are set. Like, if LeBron wants to play with Russ, he's going to call Russ and say, hey, Russ, you know, whatever team in blank cool city, you know, let's go there. I would love to play with you. And I think Russ, I think that situation is more likely than LeBron looking at OKC. Even if, like, they make the Western Conference Finals and they show a lot of promise, I still don't see LeBron saying, I would love to play in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I don't see it.
You know what's, you mentioned Melo. You know, Melo is part of my favorite news of the last week. Which is, there are reports now that, for serious, he really is, because there are reports now that Melo, because of Kyrie Irving's trade request and the inevitability or possibility, I should say, of them ending up trading Kyrie, has kind of turned Melo away from Cleveland, and he wouldn't really want to go to Cleveland now if Kyrie's not there. Yep. And the reason that I just love that piece of information, and Melo's got the no trade clause, he would have to waive it to go anywhere. The reason I love that piece of information, even if that's just kind of part of Melo's negotiation tactic, like something that's like Melo's team leaked so that it'll get back to the Knicks and they have, you know, even less incentive to send him anywhere other than Houston, which is a very possible thing. But let's see, pretend that it's true and assume that it's true because multiple people have reported it. If we assume that that's true, that means Melo saw the three-time Eastern Conference champs who won a ring 2 years ago, and they're so dysfunctional now that Melo looked at that and said, I'd rather play for the Knicks.
Yeah.
That really, really is a referendum on how dysfunctional Cleveland is right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they'll still got that... LeBron.
Mm-hmm. And also the Curry at the Harrison Barnes wedding thing, like, that is so weird, man. Like, that is incredibly strange. And I know
I thought that was overblown up, to be honest.
It probably is in some ways, but still it's odd. It's odd to see the Kyrie Irving laughing about, you know, the team that beat him in the finals laughing about him making fun of his teammate. But maybe he's checked out and is like, all right, he's really not even my teammate anymore.
Maybe. You know what we got to have happen? You know how we can get intel on this? We got to have Ham go on Richard Jefferson's podcast. And then he'll be able to get all of it.
Ham would love to go on Richard Jefferson's podcast.
Of course he would. He'll go on anyone's podcast. Of course he'll go on Richard Jefferson's. Richard Jefferson's podcast is good.
I haven't listened to it.
Oh, you should. He's funny.
He's Channing Frye's. Is Channing Frye still on it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like, I don't listen to every single episode, but I've listened to a bunch. I haven't listened in a bit. But I've listened to a few of them, and they're good. They're both like very personable, and they're funny, and they like actually tell a lot of athletes. Like granted, it's a little bit different when they like do their own pods and have their own control over things and that kind of stuff. Like JJ Redick is obviously the ideal one with this, and the one that everybody knows, and he's clearly fantastic at it. Which really frustrates me. It like really frustrates me that like a dude can be a $23 million a year player in the NBA and still also be really good at podcasting. I'm just like, oh, that sucks. Like I work so hard at this. I work so hard and this is just like a hobby for him. And it just, it kills me. I hate it. I don't know JJ Redick. He seems like a great guy. His reputation is he's a great guy. Yeah. But I kind of hate him, but purely only because of jealousy reasons.
He's that guy in high school that is good at everything. Sam Bradford was that for me. I went to high school with Sam Bradford, and he was great at basketball, great at football. He was really good at bowling, which really was just so stupid and irritating. He was in all AP classes. He was very good looking and very tall. And it's just like, how did you get everything? How did that happen?
Yeah, and I'm sure his brother is like it's totally messed up.
Yeah,
that's often the way it is. There's a kid I went to high school with who was like a similar way. Obviously, not the quality athlete of Sam Bradford, but like a similar way. And then there's the younger brother who's like he ended up being like 5'7" and he's probably 135 pounds and just like you know and ended up just like worst college, worst student. Not as good looking, shrimpy, not the young. This kid was the captain of every sports team. This guy, not nothing. The one who was the worst is when like this guy was like the captain of every sports team, straight A student, ended up going to Cornell, like just super accomplished in every way. He was also an extremely nice guy. And I was just like, oh, I hate you. I would like you more if you were a little bit of an ass. If you were like more pompous,
exactly.
I would enjoy you more. I would appreciate you more. I can't respect this. I can't respect this way you're going about life right now.
There's some way, and I don't think I figured this out, to funnel all the good genes into one son. I don't know how to do that, but I think that a couple people have figured that out. Sam Bradford's parents are one of them.
Yeah. I don't have that dynamic with my brother, which I'm glad to say. I'm glad to say it would really suck to be the one who was down on everything. That'd be really disappointing. I'm glad that's not me. I hope it's not me. Maybe it is me and I'm just so self-unaware. And one of the things that my brother is way better at me at is being self-aware of his own talents.
This is a great August 2nd podcast.
This screams August 2nd. You want to get even more August 2nd-y?
Yes.
How do you feel about Paul George being at the Yankee game, sporting a Yankee jersey? Let's talk about this because I'm like the only Yankee fan in Oklahoma that isn't a Yankee fan just because like Mickey Mantle is from Oklahoma. Paul George at the Yankee game last night wearing an Aaron Judge jersey. How do you feel about him wearing the Judge jersey with the name on the back and not just the number?
It's a little strange, but I think it's actually pretty cool that he's like in on this because Aaron Judge is maybe one of the best things to happen to pro baseball in a long time.
Well, they both went to Fresno State, so that's obviously the connection.
Okay. I didn't realize that. I'm not a big baseball man. I know you're a big baseball man. I'm not a big baseball guy.
Oh, I love baseball. If I could do if I could just switch this to being a baseball podcast in like August and the early part of September, I would totally do that. Be great. Talk about how good the Dodgers are unreal right now. Talk about how good the Dodgers are. And talk about how, you know, the Astros underwhelmed me at the deadline without really, you know, fortifying with an extra really good starter when I feel like they could have just lots of stuff to do. Talk about the Yankees.
Talk about George Brett. You could talk about George Brett on your pod if you want. That's about all I got.
Keeping it modern. Yeah, Judge went to Fresno State. So that had to be the connection.
No, that makes sense.
That had to be it. They're both Fresno State guys. And Judge, I think Judge is actually from Fresno and then went there. And those are like, literally, those are the two best pro athletes from Fresno State, right? They have to be.
Oh, they just have to be. There's no contest.
Is there a football player?
Man, I've got no idea. I'm not up on my Fresno State history.
You wanted to get August 2nd-y, and then I just one-upped you.
You did.
To such August 2nd-iness. I don't even know how you can talk. We're just wondering about Fresno State. We're not even adding any information to the conversation. We're just wondering. Someone here is listening to this and probably screaming, like, you know, Joe Montana went to Fresno State, and like, what are these guys talking about?
Here's how August 2nd it is. We won't even Google.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. During the season, I'll take the effort to Google something in the middle of a podcast. Now it's like, no. Fingers?
No, I will not.
I'm putting those fingers to work.
Will not waste my finger strength.
I have a blister on my thumb. I went to Topgolf the other night, got a blister on my thumb. Can't Google now. I can't put that at risk. That's a high risk.
Is that the
blister.
First and ever Topgolf injury?
Possibly.
Yeah.
A blister is really only an injury in baseball, though.
Yeah, that's true. Fred, I've got to go, man.
Wow, he's got to go. Okay, great, cool. Thank you for the August 2nd podcast. Andrew's in a car. Andrew's in a car at you're at a conference?
Yeah, I'm at a conference in Fort Worth right now.
Well, I very much appreciate you joining. Quickly before you go, Andrew, give the Twitter handle, plug down to dunk, all that stuff.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Andrew K. Schleck. I talk mostly Thunder stuff. I was talking about Ted's Cafe Escondido the other day, if you guys have any interest in discussing that with me. Listen to Down to Dunk. You can find us on iTunes and every place that you can listen to podcasts. Just search Down to Dunk. It's another Thunder pod. We have a lot of fun, so check us out.
Great. And you can remember Tuesday and Thursday for me. I'm on Tuesday, Thursday next week as well. I'm on vacation right now, so not really writing. You can head to iTunes. Subscribe to Locked On Thunder there. Questions or comments, email lockedonthunder@gmail.com or find me on Twitter at Fred Katz, FredKatz. I'm off until like August 13th or 14th, whatever that Monday is, for writing. So no writing for me for the next like 12 days or 11 days or whatever the heck it is. But when I'm back, I'll come back with features and that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, we're going to be into season preview stuff at the start of September. So August is light, but after that, we really get back into the thick of things because the season starts even a week earlier than usual. Andrew, thank you for ducking into your car and coming on and talking about absolutely nothing with me.
Anytime, Fred. Anytime.
This was the most fun I've had recording a terrible podcast in a long time. We'll be back Tuesday.
Boy.
Tuesday, we're going to have something will happen. Something will happen, and we'll have something. We'll do like a themed. I'll do like a themed podcast or something. There's one podcast I've really been wanting to do, so I'm going to do that on Tuesday. So I'm off for the weekend. Back on Tuesday, like I said. Until then, Locked On Thunder is locking up.